coming to you. Well, shit. I mean, damn.
I'm about to say it's coming to you live.
Yeah, I was about to say live, but we're actually not live. Recorded.
It's the first of the month, August.
Right. It's the first of the month. We're here at Dead End Studios here in Atlanta.
Officially on Google Maps and Waves and everything.
That's right. Dope. So, if you guys are looking to host an event or, need somewhere to record your podcast, your video, or need somebody to edit your videos or your audio, your podcast, hit us up, man.
Or need beats for your podcast.
That's right. That's right. Hit us up, man. We got you. Let's talk. But yeah, this is, I made this announcement on Twitter, this week, and, sometimes I get, you know, a little hesitant to make these ambiguous like announcements. But yeah, I just said I was excited to introduce two new shows this week, and this is one of those two shows. This one I could have actually said what it was, which is right. The other one is still kind of in development. So, but yeah, as you guys are listening now, this is, you know, I don't know what we're going to call it. I'm still undecided. Dead End Gaming. Or Black Folks Game too.
Yeah.
I really don't know yet. So you guys leave a comment in the SoundCloud section or on the website if you're listening to this on deadandhiphop.com or on iTunes, wherever you're listening. Kind of let us know. We're trying to figure out what should we go with.
Catch, like something that's going to catch.
Yeah. So one of those two. I like the idea of just having the Black Folks Game 2 show. But you know, people online, man, they're saying, hey man, where's Dead End Gaming? Where's Dead End Gaming? I keep seeing that. So that's where I'm kind of a little mixed. But, yeah, if you hit me on Twitter and somebody did say, yo, where's Dead End Gaming? This is Dead End Gaming. I told you that we were recording. So, here we are. So, the feedback was crazy.
I remember we had some good feedback from the first time when we did it.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're talking about that? Okay. I thought you were talking about when you did the announcement thing.
Nah, because I didn't say what they were.
Okay.
You know, I think, because we talked Sunday, you know, we kind of came up with the game plan of what the show will sound like, which, you know, it's going to be, you know, we're going to be playing with it live, so it's going to be very fluid. So what the show is going to sound like, what we're going to start out with. So all that stuff, Sunday with, our PA, Kevin, shout out to Kevin. And, so we came up with the outline, a game plan, and, you know, it's just a matter of getting on the mics and recording.
And
so,
shout out, what's it today? August 1st. So shout out to everybody that was watching me live on Twitch yesterday. At around from like 6:30 to like about 8:00, I did a live Twitch playing Destiny, getting ready for this Forsaken. So I played a couple of missions, replayed some missions, and I had about 38 people watching me. It was just on the fly live. Let me just go live while I'm playing. So yeah, shout out to them folks that were watching me. Of course, my Twitch is BZ430 across the board, BEEZY430. So yeah, man, it's on and popping. It is on and popping.
Yeah, and more on that in just a second in regards to what we're going to do with Twitch and with streaming and everything. But I want to open the show with you know what? I think it's important. Mm-hmm. You mentioned this earlier, that we kind of lay out like what this show is about, the councils we're going to play on, you know, those sort of things.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You want to go ahead and hit the
yes, yes. So, you know, just a disclaimer, you know, of course, we will be talking about game and stuff, but this is going to be a perspective from myself and Ken from a PlayStation 4 perspective, because we don't own the Xbox. I own the PlayStation 4. The last Nintendo system I had was a Nintendo Wii, and of course they had PlayStation 3, 2, and all that stuff, but I mean, Nintendo is probably the only other system that I've owned, so most of these games that we're going to be talking about is going to be, they're going to be on other platforms. I'm pretty sure most games that we might talk about are going to be on all platforms, but we're coming from a PlayStation 4 perspective, so that's just a disclaimer right now. So if you a PlayStation lover just like myself and Ken, props to you. If you're an Xbox lover, you know, props to you, but you know, it's play, you come to the dark side, just come to Sony. Yeah. Come to Sony. So you know, but shout out to all the gamers, or everyone, if it's a Nintendo Switch, Xbox One or PlayStation 4. So shout out to
The PC, like,
or the PC. PC. Yeah, I can't believe I forgot about that. Yeah, the PC gamers too, man. PC, they always look down on us console folks. So yeah, shout out to the
really?
PC.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do, because PC systems are a little, you know, computer systems are a little bit more like faster than the console. So you know, you get smoother gameplay. Yeah, smoother gameplay, faster gameplay, better looking graphics and everything. So yeah, it's crazy.
Interesting. We have to do a PC gaming episode, because I remember playing games on my PC, but, and this was back in the 90s, y'all, so understandably so, it wasn't ready. Like, I had Tomb Raider on a disc that I got with like Dell or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, so we'll do a P, cause I didn't know that. So that's news to me. So I didn't know that. But yeah, so it's a huge market. The way we look down on Xbox is the way they look down on us. Yeah. I guess tit for tat.
And plus with PC too, with computer gaming, you can do a lot more modifying and stuff, you know, stuff that you can just go on and just program, like, and modify stuff so quick on PC and on computer gaming, opposed to like on console, everything's pretty much set in stone. So yeah,
interesting. That's it. I mean, I've had, like, my son has a Nintendo Switch. Those are really, really popular, right now. And I love them. Remember, I was hitting you up about doing the Vita.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of said it was limited to the network, to like the house, and then you take it out. So it wasn't working like I hoped it would work, but the Switch kind of does. So it's just like, it's a portable gaming device. So it's really, really dope. I love it. He loves it.
It's good. It's good. Good system to have when you got kids.
Yeah. 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 So both of them play that. You know, we've had the DS and I've had the Xbox 360, but you've never had the Xbox?
Never, like, owned it.
It's not in the topic. But.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I never owned the Xbox ever in my life. Never.
Wow. Yep.
Not an Xbox, Xbox 360 or the new Xbox. I've never owned an Xbox before. I played on them because some of my friends had them, but I just never was like, I'm going to buy an Xbox. Like, no.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's another future episode. We're going to talk about consoles we've had that we've owned.
That'll
be fun.
Man.
So it's August 1st, as B mentioned at the top of the show. And of course, with each month, they are introducing, if you're a PS4 Plus member, which shout out to B for putting me on, because I wasn't for a long time, but I listened. And
I put you on to those?
Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
I didn't even
tell
know
me
that.
About, because, you know, it was like, I think it was cheaper at the time. I don't know if it was $60 when you told me, but I remember I was like, man, is it worth buying the membership? And he was like, yeah, because you get a discount, and they offer great discounts on games.
Yes, they do.
But you get discounts on games, and then you get free games. So when I joined a couple of years ago, maybe in 2014 or 13,
I think it was like 14-ish. Yeah.
But when I joined, that's when they were giving away all the good games. Like, you could get some really good games.
Mm-hmm.
The games now are not as good. They're a little whack, but I'm compulsive in a way that just because they're free, I'm going to download them anyway.
Yep.
So I just want to add them to my library. So anyway, the PS4 Plus, the PS Plus free games have been announced for August. So here they are. So we're going to take a look. This is coming from IGN Daily Fitz.
August PlayStation Plus free game lineup is here, and it is a doozy. Mafia 3 and the 4v1 horror game Dead by Daylight head up the list for PS4 owners. Then for PS3, there's Bound by Flame and Serious Sam 3 BFM. And for PS Vita, it's Draw Slasher and Space Hulk. And there's also a bonus PlayStation VR game coming with this month's package called Here They Lie, but be forewarned, it's a creepy horror game. That'll be available from August 7th all the way till October 2nd. And if it sounds like it's too scary, Plus subscribers can also get the PS4 PlayLink trivia party game Knowledge is Power from August 7th all the way until November 6th.
All right. So I think, the games are not that interesting. The VR game sounded interesting. I don't have a VR gaming system. I've been looking at it. Do you have one?
No, I almost got it last year just off of Resident Evil 7, because they whole thing was like VR, and I'm like, man, that game looks super scary playing in VR. So I almost got one. Yeah. I almost got one because of Resident Evil 7, but I was like, I was waiting for the price to drop down. I figured $400 was a little too much.
Yeah, they, I think it's going to be, well, yeah, I'm with you. I thought, cause you basically bought a new system.
Pretty much. Yeah.
You know, but, I think the only one that interested me, was that, what, Mafia 3, I think it's.
Yeah. Mafia 3. Yep.
So that's one that I would play. I don't know about the other ones. I, like I said, you know, my whole thing is I'll download them.
Just to have them and play them. Yep.
Yeah.
But just to see if I'm going to like them. I mean, it's free. So it's like, if I don't like it, I can just take it right off my hard drive.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's fine.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, I don't even download them. I just add them to my queue and they just go in into
your library.
Yeah, to my library. And then whenever I feel like playing them, then that's what I'll do. So anyway, so that's that. We'll try to just kind of go over just the games that they announced. I know it's news for some folks out there, even for me. But there probably won't be a lot of enthusiasm for the games because the games just suck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we you know, as with everything dead end, man, we're going to keep it 100 all the time. So the games suck. There's, you know, it is what it is. So so anyway, we're about to get into the topic, man. But just real quick, thank you guys for all the feedback, the positive feedback for you know, when we dropped that episode, we didn't know how you guys were receiving, but you guys were really, really excited. We're really excited to do it. Even though we're coming at you guys, kind of from a black perspective,
mm-hmm.
you know, gaming is not a black thing. Our whole thing is that, you know, there are black gamers out there and, you know, up to this point, from what I've seen, they've been underrepresented or not represented at all. So we're just here to let you know, or if they are represented, you know, they have this stereotype, you know, cast upon them. And, you know, it's just like, nah, it's just regular dudes like me and B and FIFO with his sports and, you know, and others that just see him play games like, and all of B's boys, like we just regular dudes, man. And, so sometimes I think that market and those people are not represented and talked to. So we're excited and really looking forward to kicking off this new show for you guys. So, all right, man, let's get into it. What games have we been playing? So for me, NBA 2K
18. 2K18.
Is it 18? It's the whatever the last one was with 18, Kyrie on the cover.
Yeah.
So I had you know, they offered the, so part of PS4 Plus at one point was the 16. So I was playing that and my nephew came over and between him and my son, one of them deleted my file. So I'm talking about.
Oh no.
This is so annoying. So I'm talking about years in.
I built
a nice squad. I got like a nice farm system going because, you know, you can get the rookies and sometimes they're not good. But so you sync up the rookies with the expiring contracts.
Dang. And they jacked it up.
Man, it's gone. It was just completely gone. So I kind of started to start over, but it didn't feel the same because I was in a good rhythm with that team. So I was just like, if I'm going to start over, I just start with this. I think I got it for like $20. Had Best Buy do a price match for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been playing that. And I'm low key happy that they did that because I didn't know the game was that much better. It still has a lot of flaws. Like, they drop the damn ball all the time. Like, it is ridiculous.
What they dropped it on? What they dropped the ball on this time?
It's been a minute since I played some sports games. Dropping the ball. So, not dropping the ball in terms of they messed up.
Right.
Dropping the ball like you can make a pass. So, you're on a fast break.
Yeah.
And you'll make a pass and hit him in the hands and then go out of bounds. It is terrible.
Really?
It is freaking terrible. Like, there are some, you know, aspects of the game that's not real. Like, because, you know, basketball, like when I've played basketball games, I've always liked to kind of play realistic.
Yeah.
You know, run plays, do this, that, and other. But then sometimes you get a little arcadish, right?
Yeah.
So, and I know they wanted to take certain parts of that out of the game. Mm-hmm. So those passes when there's three people around, you can't really make those passes.
Right.
So I think if it's crowded, then they're going to drop the ball. It'd be a turnover. So, which is cool. But just a regular pass, if I'm on a fast break and I'm passing it to, I'm playing with Philly and I pass it to Ben Simmons,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he catches the ball and I think if you try to, like, if he's near the free throw line because he has crazy athleticism,
mm-hmm.
he can go up for a dunk, like, from right there. So the animation to kick in. But when I pass it, hit the button, try to go to do the animation, he fumbles the ball out of bounds. Or if I hit MBs, they fumble the ball out of bounds.
Hmm.
We're talking about superstars. Like, they're supposed to be able to at least catch the ball. If it's some rookie or if it's some, you know, 70-rated player.
Right, a lower-rated player.
Yeah, his hands may not be that great. You know, if I'm doing something silly, then fine, I need to be penalized for that. But a simple pass, you know, like it's crazy. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's extremely frustrating. You kind of play through it. You learn to play through it. But I think there's been a lot of feedback on that based on what I've seen. So I know that, or I hope
the new one
that in the
coming,
new one they'll clean
which comes
out
next month.
Yeah, comes out next month,
September 4th, I believe.
It's a fun game to play. I think I like the way it's a little bit more realistic than the previous two versions, the one that I was playing. So I can't speak to the one that's in the middle. But yeah, nevertheless, I do like it. I like the fact that they call fouls, who is as real as they can get it.
Really?
Yeah, so that's what I'm playing now. And really the only thing I got time to play at this moment, prior before we start doing the show, that's obviously going to increase now.
Right.
What about you?
I just got finished like mastering and beating God of War, for PS4. So I was playing that like crazy. I played it a few times here at the studio when I brought my PlayStation, but I mean, I've gotten way deeper into the game, and spoiler alert, for those that's playing, and I'm just letting you know, it's a spoiler, but you get the classic God of War blades back at some point in the game. I'm not going to tell y'all when, but that's just a spoiler. You get the classic, because right now you start the game with the axe, but you get the classic blades that we all have known for in God of War games, and you get that back in this game, which is so dope. And of course, I've been playing Destiny. I mean, I've been playing Destiny 2. I'm just getting ready for Forsaken. They have a new Skolas of Heroes that's going on from July 31st to October 28th. New missions you can do to get your
what is Skolas Heroes?
It's just like a new expansion, like kind of not expansion, but just like a what they say, like a triumph, like just kind of like you're going to redo some of the missions, but you're getting different rewards to try to get your light level up to 400. Because right now the max level for your light level is 400, which I think I'm at like at 385. So I'm doing all these missions over again to kind of get these new legendary armor pieces, get some more weapons, just kind of get ready for Forsaken. Because when Forsaken drop, oh, it's going to get real. They pretty much revamping the entire Destiny game. So I just been playing that. Shout out to Fatin. I've been playing with Fatin. Been playing with my homie Glenn. So, and I've been playing with my godson too. He plays the game too with his crazy self. But yeah, I've been playing that a lot. So that's like the two games that got my attention right now, man. I think since we're doing this, I'm debating on, I probably might get Madden, because you know, I've since PlayStation 4, I have not played Madden. Like, I haven't played Madden since PS3, since I own a PS3. So,
yeah
I have not played a Madden game since PS4 has been released since 2014. And it's like, and I'm like, I might finally just give in and just, since we're in for the sake of Dead End Game, I might just go ahead and just cop Madden. And I think for Prime members, you get it for $48. So, I think I might go ahead and just cop it, man, and just see how it is to finally play on a PlayStation 4 system, man. That's going to be interesting. But yeah, those two games I'm playing, man, like I said, once Forsaken comes out September 4th, man, it's on and popping. It is on and popping on Destiny. I'm gonna be on Twitch on that bad boy like every day, every other day when I'm playing.
Yeah, so here's so I guess just to piggyback off of that, here's the announcement. So, you know, you guys know we're gonna do Twitch and streaming and everything. So I haven't been playing games like that, so I'm a little bit behind. But I do have Destiny 2. It's sitting at home. It's
still in the plastic, I think, right?
Still in the plastic.
Wow.
In order to get prepared for Destiny 2's expansion pack, I'm going to be playing the game. And I'm going to actually record my progress, some on Twitch and you know, put it on YouTube. I'm still figuring that out.
Yeah.
But I need to get familiar with the game, because, you know, I got to be ready, man. I want to go out like, you know, I can't be whacked. Like,
this
when
is funny.
I go in.
Like, he still hasn't even picked his guardian yet. So we don't know if Ken's going to be a hunter, a warlock, or a titan. That's what's going to be funny. And I sent him some, you know, just some guides of like, you know, just to pick what kind of guardians he want to roll with, whether if it's a warlock, a titan, or a hunter. Me personally, I've always been using the warlock since Destiny 1, because in Destiny 1, once you finish, and when Destiny 2 came out, you was able to carry a warlock from Destiny 1 onto Destiny 2. So I've been a ride and die warlock from the beginning. I also have a titan and a hunter, but I don't do many missions with them. I mean, I just kind of just play with them just to kind of get their light level up. But my go-to guardian, when I'm like ready to get down and dirty, I play with my warlock. Warlock. So that's what I am. So we gotta see who Ken gonna end up picking and going with.
Yeah. So that's it. That's the first announcement, man. The first game. We're gonna lead off with at least I.
This
am.
Is gonna be so funny, man. I hope y'all watch this. Please watch this. This is gonna be so hilarious. Ken doing all these missions. He's probably gonna be asking me all types of questions, and I'm gonna have to answer for him. This is about to be hilarious. This is about to be funny.
I'm gonna try to document as much as possible so we can put that out so you guys can which I think it'd be dope, man. Like, if you never played Destiny, if you're like me, you've never played Destiny.
Yeah.
Like, this is like you get to experience what that would be like through me, and you probably won't ever have to play the game or whatever. So I think it's gonna be dope. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it, and all of it is gonna lead into Destiny 2. So I'm just trying to get my gaming skills up so I can be prepared to play with be in his pack, if you know. So because I can't go in there like a sucker, you know what I'm saying? I can't go in there like a sucker, so and be the weak link on the team. Follow us, and like I said, Destiny 2 is going to be one of the first games that we showcase here on the show. So anyway, as B mentioned, he sent me the three class guides.
Yeah.
So here's my first time looking at them. So we're going to start with the Warlock class guide,
which is what I am. I'm a Warlock.
In Destiny 2, the Warlock class has refined its spectral elemental powers to offer much more to the Fireteam's chemistry. With a greater focus on supporting their allies in the heat of battle, they're far more versatile, but can still pack a punch. If you want to properly wield the power of the Warlock, here's six things you need to consider to effectively use the skills at your fingertips. And if you want to see our other Destiny 2 guides, be sure to give us a sub to stay up to date. Much like the mage archetype that it pulls from, the Warlock isn't really in a position to take up the brunt of damage on the front lines. However...
All right, pause. Hold on. What's a mage?
You said what's what?
Mage. You said mage prototype?
Yeah, because they have... Each Guardian has, you know, subclasses.
Okay.
So you got your Void, which that right there, that's the Void Walker, which is like a purple, like, type of thing. Then you got your Electric, which is the Art Pop subclass. Then you have... your solar subclass, which is like your fire. But as you play in the game, you're gonna have to like get all of these subclasses. Like you don't start off with it like, oh, I got my subclass. You're gonna have to earn, and you have to get all three of your subclasses. So that's the cool thing about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Warlock isn't really in a position to take up the brunt of damage on the front lines. However, they make up for that in raw power and support buffs for the team.
Yeah, that was his voice.
Warlock can also glide, offering greater control and precision with aerial.
They all jump differently.
It takes some time to get used to the Warlock's hopping skills, as they're far more momentum-driven than the others.
Yep.
But choosing starter skills like Balanced Glide will make control easier for newcomers, as it has equal focuses on direct control and speed during airtime. With the Warlock's new class ability, place down rifts to support the team.
See?
While effective for solo play,
that gives you energy.
Different healing and damage amplifying.
Can I play like that?
Yeah.
Because I don't like that first person.
Coupled with other class abilities like the Titan's Barricade, which can give you extra protection. Though not as fast and resilient as the other classes, the Warlock can easily hold its own with melee strikes that can target multiple foes at once, and can even drain enemies with their health.
Yep.
Dang, he messed him up.
The various subclasses that the Warlock can choose from have their own distinct strengths.
Oh, so listen.
Along with particular traits that can drastically...
Don't talk about the subclasses.
It's important to get a feel of each subclass and test their limits, as getting too comfortable with one can put you in a vulnerable position. Each class is useful in its own right, and while it may feel like one is superior to the other, certain situations may call for you to utilize the skill set of a particular subclass to survive. When playing the Warlock, it's important to experiment with the many skills they possess. As the very first subclass for Warlocks in Destiny, the Voidwalker takes advantage of a number of health-draining and void-based attacks that can debilitate foes. The subclass Super, the Nova Bomb, is a massive attack resulting in tons of splash damage,
hitting a number of foes at once.
With its perks, you can select multiple builds that focus on turning enemies into bombs with your melee skills, and also alter the effect of the Nova Bomb. While a solid class in its own right, they somewhat lack group-oriented abilities, making this class more geared towards solo play. As a new subclass for the Warlock, the Dawnblade brings a number of interesting tricks to the fold that can make the class a serious force in battle. Allowing the Warlock to take flight and hurl deadly, vaporizing projectiles, the Daybreak Super gives the Warlock expanded verticality and speed in the air. Returning from the Taken King expansion,
this is my favorite subclass.
The Warlock to take point and channel arc energy into devastating lightning attacks. The arc-infused subclass can float through the environment while channeling devastating bolt damage against a large crowd. This particular subclass can also recharge super energy and hit multiple enemies with their melee strikes, in addition to calling in arc-powered drones. The Stormcaller is a valuable group-oriented subclass, but it can feel somewhat limited in its focus, with many of its abilities being more geared towards helping the fire team.
Are all of those missions...
Warlocks don't get as much play as the Hunters and Titans. They're a key part of the fire team's dynamic and can be a real game changer.
Okay. We can go to the next one. Now, what was you saying? You said all those what?
Were those missions that he was doing?
Yeah. Some of them was missions. Some of them were strikes.
Oh, okay.
A couple of them I saw was raids. But yeah. Yep. That's right. Like some of the missions you're going to be doing.
So this is the Titan class.
Have you taken on the pride and responsibility of being the strongest, most selfless class in Destiny 2? Well, good. Here are some tips to help you succeed and feel like a total boss, whether you're with a fire team or playing solo, and whether you're just starting out or optimizing your endgame. If you are only just starting out, we've got plenty of beginner's guides, the class skills, and just about everything else on GameSpot. And if you enjoyed this vid, maybe you'd like to subscribe. Alright, first up. Be proactive in supporting your allies. The Titan's class ability, which you activate by holding crouch, creates a wall of cover, which is hands down the most useful skill to help a team out during a firefight. So with the class ability, you have two
versions. Almost like a shield.
The first one is Rallying Barricade, which creates a chest-high wall that a few people can fit behind. Once you're crouched under it, you can pop out and fire over the wall by aiming down sights. Once you release your left trigger and go back down, your gun will instantly reload. Mm-hmm. This is a really great tool to use when you're taking on large groups of relatively weak enemies like Acolytes or Dregs, since you can basically fire non-stop. That said, being able to instantly reload power weapons against elite enemies is pretty useful too. Imagine firing one-shot rocket launchers.
Elite enemies is the ones with the yellow bars on top.
Dance around a lot. You might have to.
They're a little bit harder to kill.
Wait, so if he's behind that wall, he has unlimited bullets?
Yeah.
The other option. And this one's great to pull out in really dicey situations like strikes and nightfalls. This barricade is much larger and can block big splash damage if there isn't much safe cover around. Towering Barricade is also
I like this one,
when the Crucible, and it'll also damage an enemy team that runs through it. If you and your fire team find yourselves in slightly more forgiving scenarios, you'll learn that for Titans, offense can sometimes be the best defense. If your team is
confident, yeah, they had the strongest melee.
The melee skills of the Sentinel's Code of the Protected Tree are really advantageous to you and your team. You get the ability to both heal and grant bonus shields to yourself and nearby allies every time you kill something with a charged melee attack. If you save it and you time it right, you can basically give everyone a second life.
Yep.
The Sunbreaker subclass has similar buffs. The Sentinel's Code of the Aggressor Tree gives you an additional throw of the Sentinel Shield Super and gives you a trait that decreases
your
cooldown
and heal
enemies surrounded by other enemies. So get in there, be what a Titan should be, and keep that super up as much as you can. The Striker's Code of the Earthshaker Tree helps boost your
effect
damage potential with the Fist of Havoc Super, leaving damaging fields of Arc energy after you perform ground pounds. It'll also give you an extra grenade charge and your Pulse and Lightning Grenades additional pulses. All of these traits are a huge boon when facing big groups of clumped up enemies that charge you all the time, or when you need to create treacherous ground to soften up someone. The Sunbreaker's Code of the Five Lords Tree really makes the Hammer of Souls shine. It'll cause enemies hit by it to explode, hammers to shatter,
meaning
throwing them into big groups can have spectacular explosive effects. Each of these subclasses also comes with a brutal charging melee attack that does area of effect damage with various effects, which is a very strong opener after you sprint headfirst into a pack of enemies in PvE.
So they're saying his thing is close combat.
Quarters combat. He has good strong melees. Yeah, like if you want to punch someone, his melee damage does some hit.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So you're gonna save the soul.
That one was kind of tight.
So that's a Titan. They built like a tank.
Yeah, I saw he looked
not only
big
can you pick a well-rounded savior skilled in gunplay and melee combat.
So this is the Hunter class.
You're also awesome when you rack up those kill counts. The base abilities and power of your super can take you far, but we have tips.
Oh,
we
got
a
stick.
Yeah, that's that
art class. Yep.
Dang,
after
that's tight too.
You transform into a hunter savant.
After like
that's
a
golden gun.
A like and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Golden guns do damage. That's his boy damage. What that does is like once you hit your boy, everything around it is easy to kill. Like this.
Stick with your starting subclass, the Arc Strider, if you like to take the fight to the enemy, as it's hands down the best melee fighter.
Yep, it is.
If you're not the up-close and personal type, but still enjoy the rush of racking up a body count, the ranged weapon prowess of the Gunslinger offers a wealth of abilities tailored for shooter fans.
Just killing everybody.
Less of a glory seeker.
Oh, that's tight too.
Yeah, that's the point.
Non-lethal yet highly effective. So you get that. That subdues
now they die easily. Like you can kill that.
Targets for nearby guardians.
Yep. You just kill stuff so quick. That's what's good about that. And the leash is on the other enemies.
Movement is king. Once you start taking on quests,
yeah, they're the fastest guardians.
Practice jumping into the fray and fatally punching enemies in quick succession. Become accustomed to rushing quickly through crowds and getting out once your health goes critical. While the Hunter doesn't have a traditional mid-air power slam, you can still be an effective killer from the skies by coming down from a double or triple jump with a melee blow.
Hey. The mess out of
makes the Hunter
they so fast.
Class are its two dodge abilities. If you're very comfortable with melee combat or are sticking with the Arc Strider, the Gambler's Dodge is the way to go, since it recharges your melee ability.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
The Marksman's Dodge is more suited to hunters who lead toward ranged weapons, as it quickly reloads your armed weapon.
When you dodge,
Next, chain the Arc Staff. It's one of the most user-friendly supers in Destiny 2, allowing you to wail nearby enemies. Too. While you can do a lot of damage by relying on the powerful slam from the air, you'd be missing out on the Arc Staff's lethal nuances. Since the super uses both melee and ranged weapon buttons, you can experiment with different combinations by using both inputs in a string of attacks.
Man, he messes the food up. Hold on, I think that might be the one,
after spending a few hours
you're like Donatello out there.
You find yourself more comfortable with ranged combat.
Yeah, that's a solar one.
Switch to the Gunslinger after you've unlocked the subclass.
Yeah.
If you're good at precision kills,
you're throw a dark tower.
You're not unlocking the way of the sharpshooter passive abilities, all of which reward your Deadeye talents.
Mm-hmm.
What complements your skills as a sharpshooter are the area effect benefits of the incendiary grenade. Combine these with the deadly throwing knives using either passive ability path. With great gunslinging comes great responsibility with your golden gun. A single
shot. Is he the only one with the golden gun?
Too bad you only have 3 rounds before recharging. It goes without saying that you need to pick your targets carefully.
Yeah, you do damage.
This doesn't diminish the value of the Gunslinger, though. Half of the subclass's 8 passive abilities are designed to enhance the super, whether it's improved accuracy, doubling your ammo, or increased damage. Now onto the Hunter Nightstalker. Against the AI, it's an excellent support player, but it's also self-sufficient when you find yourself isolated.
Mm-hmm.
Use Vanish and Smoke to create an invisibility cloud.
But do they come on you like that? Like,
yeah, they do.
It's also easy to take the fight to the AI, which is why you should prioritize Swarm and Incendiary Grenades over the triple.
Yeah, that's cool when you shoot a void because you have smoke grenades that disappear. You can go camouflage.
It's like the trip mine and the snare bomb. Speaking of PvP, the Night Stalker can be a huge contributor defensively and offensively, especially when using Vanishing Step to disappear.
So this is not an easy game.
Sprinting.
No, it gets real.
Okay.
It gets real. Yeah.
I like real.
Yeah, it gets real.
Both of which go a long
way. He pretty much touched on everything. He touched on all the...
Yeah, I like real.
So you're going to save the solar system?
Yep. So there you go. That's your three guardians. You see what all their powers can do? You see what they're capable of. Each one got their strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah,
all the misses. A matter of who you think you might want to roll with.
Dang. Okay. Yeah. Man, they all tight too. Test.
Yeah. I'm a warlock guy. I'm just a warlock guy.
Why do you like the warlock?
I mean, I like the fact that I can use my reef. And like I can heal my allies, and I can have like other allies help me with my reef, because when I put my arc.
Yeah.
It's like a little arc reef that shoots and kills enemies as well. And if you stand in that reef, even if you're a titan or a hunter, you can get that same ally too. So yeah, the warlock is good, man. They do more damage when they super. Like I love it, man. I love and what I like about the warlock is that they energy recover the fastest out of the three guardians. So like if your energy get down to the red, you know, maybe about 2 seconds, it'll go right back full because your recovery is so good. Whereas in a Titan, they can take on more damage better, but their recovery energy goes kind of slow. But, you know.
But it kind of balances it out.
Yeah, just kind of. And then the Hunter is just quick. If you want someone that's quick, that's good at sniping, that's good at distance shooting, Yeah, the hunter is like a beast. Yeah, so it's just all in what you like. You know, it's just all in what you take for. I like the warlock though. I just like the warlock. I like the way they jump because they glide. They like glide when they jump.
Yeah,
the Titan is more like a rocket. Like he boosts up quick.
Like the Hulk.
Yeah, and then hunter just got like a double jump or a triple jump. It's just like.
Kind of light on their feet.
Yeah.
Like so, Chun-Li.
Yeah, so that's what you about to get into. So that's all right. Yeah, man. I hope you're ready. Well, I just got, you know, I guess like a little game in history.
Okay.
I just do like a 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30 years. So we're going to start with 5 years ago. Madden celebrated his 25 years, and EA Sports celebrated 25 years in Madden.
Been 25 years?
Well, in 2013. So this is I'm going back 5 years. So okay. 5 years this month, each year is going to go in August. This is the month of August. So 5 years ago this month, Madden was celebrating their 25 years. So that was in 2013. In 2008, which is 10 years, we had a huge game that came out on Xbox for Xbox 360 called Too Human. It was like an action type of like God of War. I don't know if you're familiar with Infamous. I don't know if you remember Infamous. It's kind of like that. It's called Too Human. It came out in 2008 on Xbox 360. 15 years ago in 2003, you had the release of Soul Calibur 2 and Silent Hill 3. Silent Hill 3 was a PlayStation 2 only game, and then Soul Calibur was on PlayStation 2, Xbox, and GameCube. And then 20 years ago, 1998, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six made his debut on the PC. So that game came out.
Oh, so that started out on the PC.
Started out on PC back in 1998.
Wow.
Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six. It was released later in January of 1999 on PlayStation, you know, on the rest of other gaming consoles. And then 25 years ago, we had a game called Secret of Mana. It's pretty much like a fantasy, Final Fantasy.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's like a Final Fantasy, like, I guess, knockoff game, I guess, that came out for Super Nintendo. It was on Super Nintendo. It was originally supposed to be Final Fantasy 2, Final Fantasy Adventure 2, but they renamed it Secret of Mana. Came out in 1993 on Super Nintendo. And then 30 years ago, I'm pretty sure you remember this one, Ken, because I do, Ultra Beast on Sega.
Yes.
Remember that? Yep, 1988. August of 1988.
I never had it though, but I do remember
that game was because it was in arcades and whatever. But yeah, it was on Sega. It was released on Sega as well. It came out in 1988. It debuted August 1988, 30 years ago. So yeah, there's a little gaming history I just wanted to do. But
I like that. I like that segment. Takes me back a little bit.
Yeah, I'll probably do one for like the month of September and the month of, you know, like when we record in September, I'll do the ones for them. I'll go back 30 years for all the games that came out each, you know, representing five year increments. I'm gonna do. So yeah, I thought that's pretty cool.
All right, and wrapping up before we get out of here, well, this will be kind of for you guys, so send us any comments, send us any questions, we'll definitely read them here. Games to recommend. One of my favorite games, and I'm just going off the top of my head right now. This is a throwback, this is a classic, and a lot of you guys may have played it, but if you haven't, Devil May Cry.
If you
guys haven't played Devil May Cry, and they've had like four or five different versions now.
Made his debut on PlayStation 2.
That was always one of my favorite games. I never beat it.
None of them? Oh man, what's wrong with you? You know, I don't know if you still own your PlayStation 3, but they got a Devil's May Cry trilogy collection on PlayStation 3 you can get for $19. They got Devil's May Cry 1, Devil's May Cry 2, and Devil's May Cry 3. And then on PlayStation 3 they also have Devil's May Cry 4. So yeah, man, you need to play. What's wrong with you? By Capcom, man. Don't sleep on Capcom, man. Capcom makes some dope games. Yeah. Devil's May Cry, Resident Evils, you know what I'm saying? Mega Man's, don't sleep on Capcom, man. Street Fighter. So yeah. Dang, that is a throwback. Devil May Cry. I can't believe you never beat that one, Ken. Wow. What's wrong? Dante. You playing? Yep, he had them two guns, Ebony and Ivory, and he had that. So, oh, man, you making me want to go back and play it, man. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that game was dope. I still got my PS3, too, so I should, like, buy it. Buy the trilogy. They got the trilogy for, like, it's probably less than $15 now. Dang, you made me want to go play that, but... Yeah, I mean, we don't have no questions or comments, but this is just the part of the show that we would like to lead off, you know, finish it off with questions or comments. Recommendations for games, I mean, you know, for my PlayStation guys, And gals, if you haven't touched God of War, I know it's people that's been saying, you know, they still ask me about God of War. Is it worth buying? And I'm telling y'all, buy that game. It is so freaking huge. And also, check out this game too. Horizon Zero Dawn. If you haven't played that game, play that game too. Dope game. The mechanics on that bad boy is tight. The graphics on that sucker is beautiful. Almost made me want to get a 4K TV just because of the game. The graphics is so amazing. But yeah, so those are my games I recommend. If you haven't got a chance to play yet, please play God of War. You will love that game. It's so amazing. I'm glad that they added like some more puzzles, because you know the older God of War games are just straight up fight. This one, they kind of add a little bit more feeling. It's just everything about this game is like dope. I like the camera. I like the over the back third person view that they do on that game. It is dope, man. And you playing with his son, it's just, you see like the human side of Kratos. I think is, which is dope. So yeah, that's my recommendations for games. But yeah, if y'all have any questions, anything y'all want to ask myself or Ken, feel free to ask them, and then we'll say it on the show. We ask the question and we answer right there on the show. So there you go.
All right, man, that's gonna do it for us. We're about to get out of here, but hey man, feedback, please let us know you know what you want to hear, what you want to see. We're just figuring this thing out as we go along, so we appreciate you guys' support. Make sure you subscribe, and that's it. We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.